Okay, thank you very much. This is part two of Tfilas HaDerech. We'll try to cover the rest of everything that's to do with Tfilas HaDerech. Again, the discussion is very much within the Achronim, so therefore we're just going to we'll use a Mishnah Brura when necessary. So we've discussed already the bracha itself and how it's said, and all the different issues of where it's being said. Let's discuss a very famous issue that is based on the sheet of the Maharami Runberg, but it begins with the Gemara Imsachim. The Gemara Imsachim on Daf Kuvdal Amabez says that every bracha needs to begin with Baruch. It needs to begin with the word Baruch Atah. That's how a bracha has to begin. Now, the Gemara then says there's an exception to the rule when the bracha is Samach Lechaver. So when the bracha is attached to a bracha before, right? In Shmona Esrei, for example, right? Only the first bracha begins with Baruch. Every subsequent bracha begins with however the bracha begins. Why? Because it's Samach Lechavertza. It's all connected to its friend, which was the original Baruch. And Rabbeinu Yonah, at the beginning of the first parak in Bracha, says that Tfilas HaDerech doesn't begin with Baruch, because Tfilas HaDerech is really what? A Baruch of Shomea Tfilah. That's how it ends. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, since Tfilas HaDerech is simply a copy, a cut and paste of the Bracha of Shomea Tefillah, and Shomea Tefillah doesn't begin with Baruch because it's Samach L'Chaver, so it's next to its friend in Shmona Esrei. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no reason to start Tefillah with Baruch because it's just a cut and paste of Shomea Tefillah.
But really, Shmona Tefillah does start with Baruch.
What?
But really, Shomea Tefillah really does start with Baruch.
He's saying because it's Samach L'Chaver. Yeah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, since we're just lifting out where it is in Shmona Esrei, that's it doesn't need to start with its own Baruch. Tosos, in Pesachim, there in Kof Dalam Beis, has a different shita. He says that Tfilas HaDerech isn't really a bracha. It's a tefillah. It's something else. It's not a bracha on anything. What are you making a bracha on? You're making a bracha on traveling? There's no such... It's not a bracha. It's not a birchas hanenin. It's not a birchas shelach lahoda. It's not a birchas mitzvah. It's a tefillah, says Tosos. So therefore, there's no reason for Tfilas HaDerech to begin with a baruch. The last shita is the Rav Yah. In Aleph Pei Vavs, the Rav Yah, one of the Bali Tosos, says Chazal didn't want to burden a person with a longer bracha, in case you're in a makom sakana, that a person, you say Tfilas HaDerech because the road is dangerous, you have to keep on moving, you're unsure what's going on. So says the Rav Yah, we didn't want to start with Baruch because that would have been a whole other introduction and a whole long beginning. We need to keep it as short as possible, and therefore that's why it doesn't begin with Baruch. However, the tour here cites the sheets of the Maharam Mirottenberg, right? Maharam Mirottenberg, the Rebbe of the Rush, who's many of Piskei Ashkenaz, is based on the Maharam Mirottenberg and Hashitos. Right? Most of it was actually learned, was taught when he was sitting in jail, because he was put in jail for ransom, and then the Talmidim used to come visit him, and they used to write down what he had to say when they used to come visit him in jail. So the Maharam Mirottenberg felt there's a problem with not beginning with Baruch, so he said, you need to make a bracha on something else, and then say Tfilas HaDerech. Right? This is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Vav here. He says, Haram Mirottenberg, or Meir Rothenberg, Keshaya Yotze LaDerech B'Boker, when you go there in the morning, Haya Omra Acher Yiratzon, he would say, after Yiratzon, Kedei LaHasmicha, the Birchas HaGomel Chasadim. He would connect his Tfilas HaDerech to the Bracha of HaGomel Chasadim Tavim. V'tiyah Bracha Smucha L'Chavacher, so it would be a Bracha that would be connected to its friend. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. However, other Rishonim feel that this advice of the Maharam is very questionable, because they say there's only idea of Samach L'Chavrta when the ideas are connected. What's the connection between making Bor Kriya Eitz and then Tfilas HaDerech? The two things have nothing to do with each other. Samach L'Chavrta means that the two things are connected, right? In Shmona Esrei, it means that, we're talking about tfilos and bakashos for Klal Yisrael, whatever it is. So therefore, it makes sense that we say that it's connected to its friend. But you just say a random bracha, and then all of a sudden you attach another random bracha. It's not a Lego set here. Things have to make sense when you stick all the pieces together. So that's objection number one. The Chassam Sofer, in his notes here on the Shulchan Aruch, so he quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Nassim Adler. But the Chassam Sofer was very, very close with his Rebbe, and he followed him wherever he went, and he really defends him in all cases. They had a very, very, very close connection. So the Renatzin Adler would make a bracha on a smell, a birchas hareach, he would say something on besamim, and then he would go and make a tefillas hadarach. That's what he would do. And the Chassam Sofer questions, he doesn't understand, how is that possible? Because there's a hefsek when you smell, right? You're going to make the bracha b'ri b'samim, then you're going to take a big smell, and then you're going to make tefillas hadarach. That smell, says the Chassam Sofer, seems to be a break in between the two things. How can I make a birchas hane'anin, take a bite or something, or whatever I'm doing, and then go and make another bracha? So the Chassam Sofer doesn't understand what his Rebbe is doing. The Mishnah Berurah, not over here, but in Reish Tes Ches, by Hilchos Brachos, says in general that eating is not a hefsek. Eating, we don't consider it a hefsek when it comes to two things, so that would, I guess, potentially answer up the question of the Chassam Sofer on his Rebbe. The Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Ches over here says that L'chadchila, we should follow the Ma'arami Runberg. He says over here, on Sifchas and Kuf Ches, he says, She'ina posachos with Baruch, because it doesn't begin with Baruch. V'im holech be'em sahayon, yismicha lebricha acharas, you should make a bracha on food or drink, and then you'll make a bracha achrona. Go to the bathroom, say asher yatzar, and then say tefillas hadarach. If you can't do this, you have nothing to make a bracha on. Gam hu yoshev ba'agala ben anashim ve'edam rotsim hantim alavad shir liyala, and if you're in a rush and people have to go and you're going to go and run inside and get some food, it's going to hold everybody up. Afal pichin mutzo lo mar tefillas hadarach, tekam rishonim sov le tefillas hadarach, ein tzrich eshteh svuch l'chaverta, but most rishonim don't agree with the Ma'arami Runberg, and therefore, if you can't connect the hiratzon to bracha, it's fine. But lichat chila, says the Mishnah Berurah, 100% we should try to follow the Ma'arami Runberg when possible, and making these types of brachos. Rav Moshe is cited in the Rishumei Aaron, Rav Aaron Felder's notebooks that he's been publishing ever so slowly now, of the things that he saw when he lived in Rav Moshe's house for many years. So in the Chelek Beis, in this section, Or HaChaim, so he says that there's no reason to connect Tefillas HaDarach to a bracha. That was Rav Moshe Shita, that we don't have to be machmer for the Ma'arami Runberg. Mishnah Berurah says to be machmer if a person can, so it's probably the best thing to connect it to some sort of bracha if possible. The Shulchan Aruch cites everything we said, and he said, what's the bracha he chose? Hagomel Chasadim Tovim L'Amo Yisrael. What's the connection? Why was this his bracha of choice? So the Prisha here in the Torah says, why was this the bracha that Ma'arami Runberg used? That he should be Gomel Chasadim Tovim L'Amo Yisrael and connect that to Tefillas HaDarach. So he says that it was Lav Dafka. It was just what the Ma'arami Runberg had, at his side. That was the easiest thing. However, the Sefer Tamimei Derech, which was written by about 100 years ago, a whole Sefer before on Tefillas HaDarach, this is, I guess, was before you had these very highly specialized, svarim about this one halachos of car, and this one has a big, thick book came out a few months ago about the halachos of the internet. So everyone has very, very specific svarim. So 100 years ago, somebody wrote a sefer on Tefillas HaDarach. So the Tamimei Derech says that in Derech Eretz Rabbah, it says that when you say Tefillas HaDarach, it should conclude Hagomel Chasadim Tovim Ma Yisrael. But there's a sheet that says that should be the concluding bracha of Tefillas HaDarach. So he says that's why the Ma'arami Runberg connected it to Hagomel Chasadim Tovim Ma Yisrael, because he wanted to, I guess, fulfill in a way or include this other shita in Maseches Derech Eretz, and that's why the bracha that he chose. The Sefer Isha Yisrael, the very popular book on Tila, so in Perek Nun, so he says, in the name of Ruchaim Kanievsky, that you can use a bracha rishona as your baruch samal chaverta, you can do whatever you want on a food, and that's 100% fine. And however, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Halicha Shlomo says it's preferable to use a bracha achrona, which is pretty much what the Mishnah Berurah said. It's better to use a bracha achrona connected to Tefillas HaDarach, so then I guess you won't have any hefsek. And Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Sefer Asher Ha'ish here as well, that you should not save your Asher Yatzar. Okay? Don't think, I went to the bathroom and I'm going to be traveling in a half hour, so I'm going to save the Asher Yatzar then, and then I'll be able to have something to connect the bracha to. Because what's his fear? His fear is that you're going to forget the Asher Yatzar. and you're not going to end up making it. But they asked Ruchan Kanievsky, the Sefer Shelos Rav, it said that Ruchan Kanievsky said, as long as you're sure you're not going to forget, so you can save your Asher Yatzar, it's probably best to not save your Asher Yatzar.
If you have to go to the bathroom again, then you lose out.
Yeah, it's true. If you have to go to the bathroom, you're going to lose out on the first Asher Yatzar. So I guess it depends on your on your habits. Okay. Rav Yashiv is citing in the Divrei Chachamim, Rabbi Ginsburg Sefer, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich asked him in his Sefer Gamani Odacha that the both said that you should not use the pasuk of Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukacha. Right? We know that if a person catches themselves in a situation you started a bracha inappropriately, so you can rely on the pasuk in Tehillim, right? Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukacha. So Rav Yashiv said that's not a bracha samach chavirta, because he says if you're using it as a, if you think that Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukacha is not a pasuk and it's a bracha, so you made a bracha latala. And if you think that it's a pasuk, so then it's not being, it's not a baruch samach chavirta. So you're accomplishing nothing by using it. So don't use Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukacha in order to start off your tefillas haderech. Okay, next. When do we say Tfilas HaDerech on the trip? When do we say it? So the Gemara in Brachos, then Daf Lamed on Aleph, which is the source of Tfilas HaDerech that we mentioned already. So it says that you should say Tfilas HaDerech in the course of traveling. And the Gemara says that it should be somewhere in the midst of traveling, not before you travel, but while you are in the path of traveling. This is cited by the Shulchan Aruch over here. It says in Sif Zayin, Omer Osa Acher Shehichzik Baderech. It should be said after you already hichzik, already when you're underway in your travels. And the Taz and Sifkas and Zayin here says that you can even recite it while you're still at home. The Taz is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. You can say Tfilas HaDerech while you are sitting in your house before you even begin to travel. And he says, as long as you've decided I'm going to travel. If you're not sure where you're going to go out, so then that's not okay. But what the Taz says, once you've decided, okay, we're ready to go, and I'm sure I'm going to leave. So the Taz says, you're allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech at that point. Now, his proof is what? The Maharam Rottenberg. What did the Maharam say? He said, HaGomel Chasadim Tovim Yisrael, and then he would say Tfilas HaDerech. Where did he say that bracha? Clearly, when he was sitting in shul, or sitting at home, when he was making Birchas HaShachar. Right? That must be where he said that bracha, and connected to Tfilas HaDerech. So that's his, he said, I can bring you no greater proof than that. The Maharam made his bracha clearly when he was sitting at home. And it seemed that this was the practice of Rabbi Soloveitchik, as is cited in the Pnei Harav, that Rabbi Soloveitchik made it while before he even before he traveled, relying on the Taz.
My story is to you, but he would say that.
If it was going to be said, he didn't say. I didn't
so
say.
He didn't say it.
I didn't say where he was going. It could be maybe
in North America. He didn't do it. He never showered after 9:35.
So if he was going to go, so he said that.
That's a simple question.
He said in other situations, I don't know, that we don't know about. But when he said it, he had no problem relying on the Taz. However, there's a tshuva of the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva in Siman Mem Hei explains that the Maharami Rottenberg is not what the Taz thought he was saying. The Be'er Sheva says that in a case where a person was forced to start traveling before davening, that's what the Maharam is talking about. What happened? The person had to travel very, very early in the morning. So they had to go on their way. And what happened? The time came to start davening. He said the bracha of HaGomel Chasadim Tovim LeYisrael, and since he was already traveling, then he said Tfilas HaDerech. So says the Be'er Sheva, that's what happened, Taz. The Taz totally misunderstood what the Maharam was doing. Of course the Maharam was traveling Baderech, he was Hichzik Baderech. Of course that he was doing. It just means that he happened to make his Birchas HaShachar when he was also traveling as well. And it's very clear as well from the Seder of Amram Gon, which is one of the earliest Sederim we have. So Rav Amram Gon said it should only be recited when a person is traveling. There's the Rivivan, one of the Bali Atosa, says that it should be recited until you travel a Parsa. Meaning once you've reached a Parsa, we'll discuss what a Parsa is soon, but once you've reached a Parsa, then that's when it should be cited. The Magen Avraham Sif Kanchim Yadal says it should be said inside of the city from which you are departing from. So if you are, once you're traveling within the city, you should say it while you're still there as well. And this is cited here by the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Tes. He says, on the bottom here, he says, Ratzal lomar shelo yamarena shadayin hu besocha ir shedarba af shemakin atzmo letzeis haderech. So he says he says that it should not be recited Hubisochir Shadarba, Af Shemakan Absalom, let's say Sadarach, not while still in the city, Vagura Shalir, Tahainu Shivim Ama, Umaad Yoser Samachir, Vachan Shakfar, Kalu Kalbatim, Harehu, Kisochir. Right? So he says, when you're still, that's not Besochir. And the Taz says, even Besochir is fine as we said. Okay. Next. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on to say, V'chol zeh betchilas tziyas b'meisa. This is only on the first day you're traveling. Aval kashu lan b'derech. Let's say you're traveling multiple days, as we discussed last time. Yuchal lomar tfilas haderech b'boker k'shemachin atzmo letzeis. You're allowed to say it, according to everyone, on the subsequent days, since what? You're already in the middle of your trip. If you're on a five-day trip, so even if I'm in my inn, even if I'm in my hotel on day three, of course I can say before I start moving because I'm still continuing on my lengthy trip, says the Mishnah Berurah. What if we are traveling by plane? When do you say Tfilas HaDerech if you are going to go on a plane? So the Divrei Chachamim cites Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who says it should be said while the plane is still on the ground. That's when you should say it, because he says, once the plane starts to depart, then the shas ha-sakana begins. The time of danger begins. And you shouldn't make it when you're already in the sakana. You should make it before you're in the sakana, right? So that seems to be a clear understanding. Once the plane takes off, so all potential danger begins at that moment in time. The Be'er Sheva Chelek Zayin, in his Kuntras Ha-Electric, when he discusses all different types of technological issues, so he says it should be recited at takeoff, when the plane takes off. And this is the Shita of Avraham Yashuv as well, cited a number of Sfarim and Rav Nasha Klein in the Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Yud Aleph, Simen Ayin Zayin. However, they say in the name of Rav Yashuv in his Shirim on Masachas Brachos, that can be recited on the way to the airport, right? That's very logical as well. If you're beginning the trip, the plane is just an extension of your initial trip, right? The plane is an extension of your trip. So why not recite it on the way to the airport as well?
But if you get bumped or you get delayed the next day...
No, you know, once you take off, a hardship danger is gone. But if you look at the accidents, a lot are before takeoff and landing. So a non-trivial proportion of the accidents happen before takeoff. Unless it means when you start to take off.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Once you lift off, a lot of the accidents...
You're saying it becomes less dangerous when you take off.
Yeah, you
know,
most 90%
of the problems
you
take off
the
landing.
So
the landing of the problems.
The landing.
So
they have a similar sheet to this, and they say in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Lichos Shlomo here in Simen Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Tefila that it should be recited at the height that if the plane would fall, it would be I guess deathly. Okay. I don't know. I don't know how to measure that, but whatever. So I think take it at. You should say it. I think the better is to say it as the plane takes off. I think most people say it at that point. I think that is the general custom. Okay. How long does a trip have to be in order to earn itself a Tfilas HaDerech? Okay. How long does it have to be? So the Gemara there in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph says that Tfilas HaDerech is recited until a parsa, and it's a very It's a very weird statement. What does it mean until a parsa? So you have here a machlokas rishonim. Rashi says that after a parsa of traveling, if you travel a parsa, we'll say for now it's about 3 miles or so, but we're going to calculate it later on. After you travel that distance, you're not allowed to make it anymore. That's what Rashi says. Once you travel past that limit, you are not allowed to make the bracha anymore. However,
travel from your house or travel outside the city?
What?
You travel out of your house 3 miles, 3 parcel, or travel outside the city limits?
Let's assume for a second he's talking about traveling outside the city limits. Back then, the cities were more distant from each other. However, it says Rashi, there's no limit on how short the trip is in order to recite the Tfilas HaDerech. Okay? Says Rashi, if you want to travel 100 feet, but you feel it's going to be dangerous, so make a tefillah zadarach. That's Shitas Rashi. However, the Bahag understands the Gemara differently. He says that the Gemara means that unless the trip is a parsa, so then there is no tefillah zadarach. That's this understanding of the Bahag, which seems to be the understanding of most Rishonim as well. But they do bring both. The Rush and Dalad Yudches here in Brachos, and the Tur say the Ikr is like the Bahag. And as long as there still is a parsa left to the trip, you can still say Tfil Sederach. Okay? Meaning, as long as there's a parsa left to travel, to travel 1,000 miles, but you still have 5 miles left to go, you can still say Tfil Sederach according to the Bahag, according to their understanding of the Bahag. This is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, right? The Shulchan Aruch says here, the Ein la Amra ela im ken yesh lo leilech parsa. You only say it if you have to travel a parsa. Aval pachos mi parsa lo yachton b'barach. You should not say the barach at the end because there is you're not traveling the required distance. Okay, good. The Bir Hagra says that we should try to be choshesh for Rashi, but if you miss it, you can still make the bracha. Ideally, you should try to be choshesh for Rashi and to try to say it within the first parsa, if possible. And the Minchas Elazar says that it's preferable to be choshesh for Rashi as well. Therefore, if you're afraid you're going to miss the opportunity to say Tefillah Sederech within the first parsa, you should make the bracha right when you leave. Right? We try to make the bracha right when we leave so we can fulfill both Shitas Rashi and the Shita of the Bahag as well. So we cover all of our bases. So it has to be a trip that's more than a parsa, according to Rashi, because once you leave that amount, then you wouldn't say it anymore. There is a Shita of Rav Nissen Karel. So Nissen Karel is dying in Bnei Brak. And it's Chut Shani. There's no Chut Shani. All of his farm are called Chut Shani. He has Chut Shani on Shabbos, and all the Shnita and all different types of Inyanim that he wrote. He has no Chut Shani on Tfilas HaDerech. He has one on Ribbis. And in the back of the one on Ribbis, on interest, he just has random collections of thoughts that they kind of just shipped in the back because they had no place else to put them. So he has, on page Kuf Mem Zayin, he says, nowadays, when we travel from city to city in the car, he considers that a chezkas sakana, considers it something that is dangerous enough, and therefore you should recite Tfil Sederach even on less than a parsa. He says, any city driving, even less than a parsa, you should say Tfil Sederach. And he says, this was the practice of the Chazon Ish. And other people say this as well. The Chazon Ish would say Tfil Sederach on any city driving, because he felt that it was dangerous enough. He says, however, within the city, even if there is a danger, we don't say Tfil Sederach, because the bracha was only enacted to be baderach. Only intercity driving at any length would you say it, says the Chazon Ish and the Nissen Karelitz. But driving within the city itself, it's not considered baderach. He says baderach means that you're going from one city to the next. But if you're in the same city, says the Nissen Karelitz, that is not considered baderach. A very interesting shita. The Rav Vosner and the Shevet HaLevi Chelek Yudchaf Aleph says that even if there are cities everywhere, and even on the highways there are cities within a parsa, we still make Tfil Sederach. We don't say that because we live in such an overpopulated world nowadays, you're never really leaving a populated area. You're always going to be in a, nowadays, unless you go up to the country or something like that. But if you're traveling here, you're traveling here in Long Island or going to the city or the five boroughs, you're never leaving a city. The cities all run together. He says, even so, you can still make it to El Sederach, because the roads can still be dangerous, and perhaps they are still necessary in that case. The Divrei Chachamim says the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that if the parsa is not as the crow flies, it has to be measured as a straight line. It has to be a full parsa going out, then there's no Tfil Sederach. Okay? And the Betzel HaChachma Chelek Hei says it should be said without Shem Hashem in that case, meaning I have to be able to draw a parsa with a straight line in order to consider it the proper distance. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in Halicha Shlomo that it doesn't matter how much you actually move, you still make a bracha. I mean, even if I make a bunch of right and left turns, and it's a very compact area, and really I haven't really even moved outside of 2 miles, but it was just a lot of very tight individual turns that kept it very compact, still you would say Tfil Sederach. And I think that's the halacha. We don't look at how the crow flies. We look at the actual driving distance of the person moving themselves. Okay. Tfilas HaDerech between Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv. This is a very big question amongst the poskim in Tel Aviv, in Eretz Yisrael, because people drive from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim every single day. So we do. What do we say? People drive back and forth. Is that considered a makom sakana? So there's a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Mincha Shlomo Tinyana in Simon Sanach.
Well,
the way they drive. So he says that you are putter legamre. You are completely exempt from Tfilas HaDerech when traveling between Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim because it's one large yeshuv. Everything runs together. Nothing. There's barely any breaks between Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv, and therefore you're completely putter. And he says as well, maybe if you want to say it, you should say without Shema Malchus, just the Yiratzon. And it's said in the name, it's brought his name in the Kovetz Mevakshei Torah, also to say without the ending as well, perhaps. Now, in the Kovetz Or Yisrael, the Or Yisrael Journal is a popular journal that's published out of Mansi. So in Kovetz Nun Vav, they say from a Meir Bransdorfer, who is a dying in Yerushalayim, that you should say a full Tfilas HaDerech when you go from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, and no questions asked. This is the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky. And there is a tshuva from Rav Sternbach in the Tshuvas Vanagos Chelek Hay, Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes. Chelek Al Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes, Chelek Hay Simon Mem Vav, where he says in the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who asked Rav Shach, who heard in the name of the Briska Rav, so we have a lot of hearsay over here, who wouldn't say it on its own, and he would have in mind when saying in Shomea Tfila. He didn't want, when he traveled from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, or I guess from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, I don't know how often the Briska Rav went to Tel Aviv, so he would have it in mind when he said Shomea Tfila in his Shmona Esrei that morning. If he knew he was going to be traveling, he would include his Tfilas HaDerech over there, because he wasn't sure perhaps whether to say between Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim. The Chazon Ish would say it, as we know, based on his Shita, for sure he would say it, because the Chazon Ish would say it going on any intercity traveling, aside there in the Choshani, and Rav Sternbach says to say it without the Brach. I think that probably is the proper Mahalach. If a person feels the need to say Tfilas HaDerech from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, obviously if a person does it every single day for business, it's hard to say that you might want to, that you would say it, but if a person does say it, I think for sure you would say it without Hashem, without Shem Hashem, without the bracha at the end. Let's discuss now, how do we calculate this distance versus time? When we talk about that a person needs to travel a parsa, when a person needs to travel a certain amount of distance, does that mean an actual parsa, an actual unit, a measure, or does it mean the amount of time that it would take you to go a parsa? Because that's a very big deal. If, let's say, if a parsa is 3 miles, so you travel 3 miles in a car, in 4 or 5 minutes. That's not such a big deal. And that would seem to take away, the whole excitement of a trip. We travel a parsa like that. It's not such a big deal. So there's a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef. And Yabi Omer Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud Gimel. And he cites a number of sfarim that say that the minag Eretz Yisrael is to establish Tfilas HaDerech when traveling the amount of time. 72 minutes is the amount of time that the Gemara tells us it takes to travel a parsa. So regardless of your mode of transportation, you're only going to say Tfilas HaDerech when there is a trip of 72 minutes, not when you travel 3 miles. Okay? That makes a very big difference. Okay? This is also the understanding of other Sfari Rabbanim, Rav Ben Zion, Abba Shul, and the Or Letzion, Michelik Bey, Zion, Chav Zion, and the Sefer Birchas Hashem, Chelik Dal, Zion, Ches. And the Or Letzion adds that we take into also account the travel time of coming and going. If you know you're going and you're coming back, we'll take that travel time into account as well. A bit of a Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lam here disagrees, and so does pretty much everybody else. He says as follows. He says, Shepachos mi parsa bekarov le'ir, einu makum sakana min astam, within a parsa is not considered a period of danger. Im lo shemuchzak lam ba'osa makum shu makum sakana. Unless you know for sure that within the few miles outside of the city, it's very dangerous. As, yesh levarach svil sederach b'chagave, ve'en chiluk bein holich b'sfina, l'holich b'yabasha. This has to do with a boat that we discussed last time. V'lufize gam hanose al mesilas habarzel. Mesilas habarzel is the railroad, right? Person's going on the railroad. Even if you travel only a parsa on the railroad, says the Mishnah Berurah clearly, black on white, I don't care how much time it takes, it is all about the distance. It's all about the distance regardless of the travel time. Okay? And this is the understanding of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Mincha Shlomo and Rahul Yashu and the Ashrei Ish. And Rav Vazner has a tshuva there in the Shemir Levi Chelik Yud Chaf Aleph as well, that just because you can travel a long distance at a faster speed doesn't mean it's any safer. Right? We have, just because you can travel longer and faster doesn't make the trip any more safe. Right? That's not what we're looking at, how you're traveling, not how long you're traveling for. It's all about the distance. He says, Pashut de gam soch zman hiluch parsa, beholich ba'oto o aviron, chayotzebo shit sarach levarach bracha kahalacha. You're traveling on a plane, you're traveling on a car, whatever it is, we look at the distance and we don't look at the time. The Rav Shalom Krauss was the Udvari Rav of Williamsburg. He was. He wrote Sfarim called the Divrei Shalom. So in Chelek Vav Simon Lamed, he actually has a very interesting calculation. He's talking to Saba Bacha, wrote him a tshuva regarding if he's going on a date, and he's traveling from this place, he has to sit Tzios HaDerech. So Rabbi Krauss makes the following calculation. He says a parsa is 4 mil in the Gemara, and a mil is 4,000 feet, therefore a parsa is 16,000 feet. And he says that the mile is 5,280 feet, and therefore a parsa is about 3 miles. And then he says, if you're traveling in a car, and he says, he writes as follows, if you're traveling in a car at a rate of 40 to 50 miles per hour, so then in about 6 minutes, you've traveled a parsa. So he says, that's how you know to calculate. If you're traveling in a car, so the bracha, if you want to be machmir for Rashi in the Bahag, the bracha should be made within the first 6 minutes of the traveling time of a car. A plane, clearly, that's probably why it's better to make it off right when the plane takes off, because your parsa is evaporating very, very quickly as you travel in the plane as well. There are other nachdiminus lahalacha when it comes to establishing whether where we use a parsa or not, but we're going to hold off on them for now. The Talmina Rabbeinu Yonah in the Gemara there in Chafam and Bey say that whenever there's a chezka sakana, you say tefillas haderech. Whenever a person feels they're in danger, so you should say tefillas haderech. And the Taz and Sifkas and Vav says the Beis Rabbeinu Yonah, if there's any feeling of danger, a person should make a tefillas haderech without a question, even if it's less than a parsa. What kind of sakana are we talking about? So the Tamimei Derech that we quoted from before, he says if a person who's cholek l'dvar mitzvah requires a tefillas haderech, since we say shluchei mitzvah einu nizakim. And he says that he cites the Mishpatei Uziel, who says that since there's a chezkas hezek on the roads, therefore we don't say shluchei mitzvah einu zakim. Right? You're going to say, I'm going to a wedding, I'm going to a funeral, I'm going to do a mitzvah, so I'm on my way to do, I'm going to do something very important. I don't need to say tefillas haderech. So says the Tzimimei Derech, the roads are considered a dangerous place. There's a chazakah of damage, and therefore it should certainly be said. But it should certainly be said. As we noted before in the past, so Rabbi Soloveitchik said that when he began traveling from Boston to New York, he would say tefillas haderech, and after a while, I got used to the trip, so he stopped saying tefillas haderech because it became normal to him. He felt that the sakana is based on the perception of the person. If you don't feel that you are in danger, said Rabbi Soloveitchik, so then there's no reason to say a tefillas haderech. That depends on your own perception. The Chafetz Chaim, the Chaznish, said that the suffix sakana depends on the perception of the person who is in danger as well. The Mincha Shlomo, again, the same tshuva, says that when traveling through areas with Arab populations, he says they are not our friends, they are not there to help us, so he says, therefore, the tefillas haderech would be needed in those types of areas. It is not considered a settled area, and tefillas haderech would be needed in such a case. Rabbi Yashav. Again, the Divrei Chachamim says when you're traveling through an industrial zone, during the day it's very nice, it's very pleasant, but at night, you know, it's a scary part of town. So he says that's considered a yishuv, he says, and he thinks it doesn't, but that's considered a settled area, and you don't make tefillas haderech in that place, clearly going against the Chaznish said Rabbi Soloveitch regarding your own perception as well. Okay, let's get to the end of tefillas haderech. The Elia Rabin Sifkas and Ches cites Rav Menachem Ibn Zarach. Rav Menachem Ibn Zarach was one of the Rishonim who lived from 1310 to 1385. So he writes in his Seida Laderach, one of his Sfarim that he wrote, that after saying Tefillas Haderech, you should recite a bunch of other psukim. V'Yakov Halach L'Darko, the Mizmor of Yosha B'Seser, Shira Malos Esa Einai, the Pasuk of Beis Yaakov L'Chuvin Elcha, the Pasuk of Ki Kolamim Yelechu, all these are in Pesukim you find published along with Siyas HaDerech. The Elia Rabbah continues by saying Ein Mekalach, who says you should also give tzedakah before traveling as well. All these different things. I don't know if most people say these other things, but these are clearly additions onto the Gemara. If you don't say these other Pesukim and Tehillim, I'm sure it's perfectly fine the way it is. A number of other points. The Gemara at the end of Brachos Samach Dalam and Aleph says that when you depart from someone who is alive, you should not say Lech Bishalom, that you should go to peace, because that implies you're going to go pass on in peace. Rather, when you leave someone, you should say Lech. They should say Lech Lishalom. You should go to peace. So you find that when Yisro said this when he spoke to Moshe, as opposed to David, when he spoke to Avshalom, he said Lech Bishalom. The Magen Avraham cites this in Sifkat and Tes, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin also says that in Tfilas HaDerech, you should be careful, should say Shetolichenu Lishalom, not Shetolichenu Bishalom, because that would imply that Hashem is going to bring us, God forbid, to death. And this is not really cited Lahalacha. There is the Torah Tamima in Parshas Bereishis on Perek Tetzvav, so he discusses some of these things, and he notes the famous questions of Rav Yishaya Pick. Rav Yishaya Berlin, also Rav Yishaya Pick, who wrote a kuntros called Omer HaShechacha. And Rav Yishaya Pick essentially lists all the different things in Halacha that he doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. How come the Shulchan Aruch didn't tell us about this? And how come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss this Halacha, and he doesn't discuss Lashon Hara, and he doesn't discuss all these different things? So the Torah Tzimimah says, this is one of those other things that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss. Lech Lishalom, Lech Bishalom, whatever, it's a fine minhag, it's something that the Magen Avraham discusses, to be careful in how we speak. One other thing, the Ateris that came in here, when the Shulchan Aruch says, learns from the Gemara at the beginning of Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and when you leave someone, when you leave a city, you should be notel reshus from an adam gadol. You should ask kind of permission from a great person, because the Gemara in Brachos Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that when they went out to battle, they would ask the Sanhedrin whether they should go to war. And Rashi says, why did they ask the Sanhedrin? So the Gemara says, because they wanted the Sanhedrin to daven on their behalf. And therefore, there's such a minhag when you leave a place to be notel reshus from an adam gadol. I don't know how many people are careful about this, but it's something that is cited l'halacha in the Kesef Shulchan Aruch here and by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chaf Ches.